This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Just in, employers added just 12,000 jobs in October. Economists say the number was held down by the effects of strikes and hurricanes that left many workers temporarily off payrolls. The economy's a big issue in the presidential race. Both Donald Trump and Kamala Harris will campaign in swing state Wisconsin tonight. Yesterday, the vice president promised voters,
"As president, I pledge to you to seek common ground and common sense solutions to the challenges you face."
Kamala Harris in Phoenix. Donald Trump in Albuquerque told ralliers he loves Latinos and they should vote for him.
"You have to turn out the record numbers that we need in order to really demand a better future, and you have to go out, you have to vote. We want to win, win, win."
As for that political dust storm President Biden kicked up with comments about Trump supporters and garbage, well, we've got some new information. The AP's Norman Hall.
According to two U.S. government officials and an internal email obtained by the Associated Press, White House press officials altered the official transcript of a call in which President Joe Biden appeared to take a swipe at supporters of Donald Trump. Biden was responding to racist comments at a Trump rally by a comic who referred to Puerto Rico as a floating island of garbage. Biden, in condemning the demonization of Latinos, said Trump's supporters are garbage. The altered transcript inserted an apostrophe, making it seem Biden was referring only to a single supporter, the comic. An email says the change was made after the press office conferred with the president. Vice President Kamala Harris distanced herself from Biden's comments. The Trump campaign quickly moved to fundraise off the quote. I'm Norman Hall.
Gas is down to $3.12 a gallon as you start your weekend. This is AP News. Now to a man in Russia sentenced to years in prison, a Russian citizen who once worked for a U.S. consulate in Russia.
A court in Russia's far eastern city of Vladivostok has sentenced Robert Shonoff, a former U.S. consulate worker there, to 4 years and 10 months in prison. Shonoff, who's charged with cooperating with a foreign state, was arrested in May 2023. Russia's top domestic security agency, the FSB, accuses him of gathering information about the special military operation in Ukraine, a partial call-up in Russian regions, and its influence on protest activities, it says, of the population in the run-up to the 2024 presidential election. The State Department last year condemned the arrest, saying the allegations against Shonoff are wholly without merit. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.